Back in December, when the Iraq Study Group first came out with its recommendations, the recommendations were heralded by many people around the country as a new way forward for us to deal with this very difficult and intractable problem that we find ourselves in Iraq. Those recommendations, some of which have been implemented, some of which have not, I believe still create the centerpiece for how we can find a bipartisan way forward in how we deal with the issues of Iraq. As we debate this issue here in Washington, with veto pens and dueling press conferences, I come back to the reality of our brave American men and women and the bravery that they face and the dangers that they face every day in the streets of Baghdad and El Anbar province and in countless other places in that nation that today we find in turmoil. It is for them, for our men and women in uniform, that we must find common ground. It is for them that we must bridge our differences here on the Senate floor to create a path to success in Iraq. It is for them that we must develop a policy that is worthy of their sacrifices and the sacrifices of their families. I believe the work of the Iraq Study Group is a model for how we can come together in good faith. Senator Alexander and I intend to propose this legislation that will effectively embody the comprehensive set of recommendations of the Iraq Study Group. Our bill would state the sense of the Congress that the Iraq Study Group's recommendations should be implemented and that the President should formulate a comprehensive plan to do so. It would require the establishment of policies and plans that implement the core recommendations of the group. And it states that the United States should condition political, military, and economic support on the Iraqi government making substantial progress in meeting the milestones that were detailed in the Iraq Study Group report. The report itself did not set a deadline for the redeployment of our troops, and neither would our bill. But the group did, and our bill would, state that the policies and actions that can and should be implemented would lead to the successful and rapid conclusion of the war. Mr. President, I believe we all share that goal. For us in the United States Senate, I believe it is our responsibility to come together as Democrats and as Republicans to fashion a new way forward to success. And I believe that that new way forward to success has been laid out by the Iraq Study Group that didn't just look at this for an hour or a day or two, but spent a year under the authorization of the United States Congress, a bill that was passed by this Congress and signed by this President, and they came up with what they thought was the best wisdom for the United States of America to move forward in Iraq. I am hopeful that both Democrats and Republicans will join Senator Lamar Alexander and myself as we move forward with the introduction of this legislation, which we hope to do after the Memorial Day recess.